Welcome back, everybody, to the Cave of Solitude, your pop culture and comic book podcast, coming to you from the streets of the mega city metropolis of Toronto. I am your host, Eric Anthony, and this is another edition of the Morning Road Report as I attempt to make my way to work safe and sound, traveling on the 401 Expressway. Keep in mind, folks, as we record this morning, I have no reference notes. I have no ability to fact check myself. So if I do get something wrong, I am multitasking and doing my best. So bear with me. So with that in mind, this morning what I wanted to talk about was something. Hear those little that little static in the background? That is not your microphone. That's not your headphones. That's a little rain that's happening. So I'm full on kamikaze, trying my best to record this and seriously be safe. Not that I'm doing anything too dangerous, but it is raining this morning, so don't adjust your sound. It'll probably stop when the car slows down and I'm off the highway. So with that in mind, what I want to talk about this morning was something that, as I walked Fan Expo and we're walking through the vendors and you know, visiting artists or even going through panels, one of the hot topics of the weekend was everybody talking about the Sony Studios and Marvel Studios or Disney, the whole fiasco or the negotiations or lack thereof of negotiations that is taking place between Sony and Disney Studios in regards to everybody's favorite web-slinger, The Amazing Spider-Man. And in this case, we're referring to the Spider-Man that is being played by Tom Holland, the homecoming, far from home Spider-Man, the Spider-Man whose Uncle Ben is actually Tony Stark, but we won't get into that. We're just going to talk about the movie property today, or the movie properties, if you will. So, the story goes is that this last Spider-Man movie, Far From Home, was the last Spider-Man film that would be under the current contract that Marvel and Sony had established that would allow Marvel Studios to use Spider-Man in their films and other extended universe films at their will. So if they wanted Spider-Man to be in the Avengers movies, if they wanted Spider-Man to feature in a Tony Stark or Iron Man movie, they could. That was the agreement that they had. And thus far, or it was Captain America, right? Civil War. Spider-Man was first appeared in Captain America's Civil War, which was awesome. So this version of Spider-Man has been in 5 films. Tom Holland has played Spider-Man, whether it was in quick cameos or what have you. He's played Spider-Man 5 times already, more than any of the other Spider-Man actors have. So this version of Spider-Man has a little bit more of a deeper, entrenched history, even in moviegoers' memories, right? There's a little bit more story that's been fleshed out with this guy, and we've become a little attached to him. Or maybe more attached to him than the other characters. Now, I think this works out well. This situation worked out well because for us, the fans, we're the ones who get to enjoy or miss out on the use or misuse of this beloved character, which I think is the, for all intents and purposes, I want to say the most recognizable figure of Marvel Comics. It doesn't matter if you know anything else about comics. You know that Superman and Batman are buddies and Spider-Man is part of Marvel, right? That's just the easiest layman terms way to put it. Spider-Man is Marvel Comics. Crown jewel, in my opinion. But for the longest time, he was part of Sony Studios along with, you know, X-Men and Fantastic Four being a part of Fox Studios. Now those properties are back with Marvel, which is great and awesome. Hopefully they can revive those properties into some great movies. But we all felt that, how do you have Civil War, Captain America Civil War, without Spider-Man being there in some capacity, right? He was a key component of the story. Clearly he wasn't used, or his story didn't have the same arc as it did in the comic books, but he needed to be there. And it was so much fun to watch Avengers Infinity War, Avengers Endgame, and then, of course, to let him have his own solo movies. It was a thrill that the rights or that some creative control had reverted back to Marvel Studios, because you knew that the character would be fleshed out, there would be care to how the character is used and where they would take it next. Now, of course, the first 2 Spider-Man movies featuring Tobey Maguire might be still the ones that are the closest to the essence of the character. They were, you know, Sam Raimi's, he had the first shot at it. He could do whatever he wanted, include the Green Goblin, the Dr. Octopus. Those movies were great. They may not hold up on a visual or special effects level. Maybe Tobey Maguire seems a little old to be Peter Parker. That's fair. But the essence of those characters, the look, the feel of them, those elements are all there. And we might not ever get that close to a Spider-Man story again, because not too long after the emo Spider-Man 3 debacle, we were introduced to Andrew Garfield and Emma Stone, you know, bringing back the Web Slinger and the Amazing Spider-Man, which I enjoyed the first Amazing Spider-Man quite a bit. I thought we were headed in the right direction. I was happy that they had introduced Gwen Stacy and Peter as the love interest of the story. I thought Andrew Garfield played a great Peter as well as a great Spider-Man. He had the right frame, the right attitude, the humor and the pain were all there. So I was looking forward to that, where that was going to go, even though it wasn't part of Marvel Universe movie-wise. But then they ruined it all with Amazing Spider-Man 2, completely misusing Jamie Foxx. And again, it's like they jumped to Spider-Man 3 with the second movie. It was very, very quick that they lost their way with that one. So it only, at that point, made sense that, you know what, let the masters of the genre, of the medium, when it comes to making movies and using their characters, let them have a say in how this is going to go. And I think it turned out well for Sony Studios. Not to say that those movies are the absolute best, but I will say that, what was I going to say? I'm trying to pass this truck. Pardon me. I will say that financially, it's worked out well, right? This Far From Home movie cracked $1 billion like all these other Marvel movies do. And of course, seeing him in Avengers Endgame and Infinity War and Civil War were huge highlights of those movies. I love that, seeing him there, as I mentioned. Now it's being taken away. Or is it? Does Sony Studios feel that they no longer need Marvel's input? Because for all intents and purposes, financially and successfully wise, they've done okay with Spider-Man related properties that didn't even feature Spider-Man in it. For instance, Venom. Venom, I think, made $8 million worldwide, which is equivalent to what Batman vs. Superman made, which is nuts when you think about it. So is Sony Studios saying, listen, we got a property, we don't need your input. We didn't have your input on this one. We did just fine. Same thing with Into the Spider-Verse. They won Oscars. They had all kinds of critical acclaim and success. I don't think Marvel Studios, Kevin Feige, and the like had anything to do with that one. So maybe they're thinking, you know what? We really don't need you to do a good job. And all you want is more money now because you're Disney. You're the evil empire that is trying to, you know, monopolize us. We're not letting you do that. This is the carrot you don't have. So you know what? Go on your way. We're keeping your crown jewel. You got everything except for Spider-Man. Kind of laughing at them. I don't know. This is all speculation, of course. But I don't think it's going to end like this. I think negotiations are going to continue because I can't imagine. Maybe they could. I think Marvel Studios is savvy enough to figure out a way to carry on without Spider-Man. But when it comes to the Spider-Man property, do they just restart it all over again? Completely erasing what they've done again? Will people care? I think at that point there's going to be some sort of an exhaustion. You're going to have a Spider-Man fatigue if people already haven't had it to an extent. Because even for myself, I watch the Spider-Man movies, the Tom Holland ones, and I enjoy Tom Holland's portrayal of the character. But I know that there's a lot of things that are missing because they don't want to retread on storylines or Spider-Man tropes that have been done to death. We all know it. But then at the same time, when you watch the movie, there's a lot of things missing that, as much as Tom Holland inhabits the Spider-Man Peter Parker character well, the whole lack of Ben Parker reference, the whole, even his relationship with Aunt May, it's just not quite the same. I don't mind Marissa Tomei as Aunt May, but there's that sense of responsibility, that guilt, that bag of rocks that he's carrying with him, that, yeah, he kind of expresses it, but towards Tony Stark, not towards Uncle Ben. So there is an aspect to this Spider-Man that can't quite be the Spider-Man we know and love, because they've already done those stories before. So now if they don't continue on with this one, will people care? Will there be any added value to this character just because now you can put him in a movie with, you know, Tom Hardy's Venom iteration? I don't think so. How do you end off that last movie, Far From Home, with them having the big reveal with all of these pieces in place and then it just goes away? I'm tired of that. I think the fans are tired of that. I don't necessarily think it's a great business move for Sony. I think Disney knows that. Then at the same time, Sony knows that Disney, the only thing they don't got is Spider-Man at this point in time. So I think they're going to head back to the negotiation table. I really hope that this isn't the case. But it's funny to hear, you know, walk the floors of Fan Expo and, you know, sit and talk and eat with some friends and hear this conversation going down. I don't know if Sony can sell their property, because I've heard in discussions with people that Sony is interested in selling off their studio. But I'm not sure that in this situation, Marvel can simply just flat out buy Sony Studios in order for them to get Spider-Man. I'm not sure if there's some sort of clause when it comes to monopoly or how much of the market Marvel can actually own and control, if it's even possible that they can do that. I'm sure that they can buy Spider-Man, but Sony at the same time knows that, hey, Spider-Man is our highest grossing movie. This Far From Home, I think, is the highest grossing Sony movie of all time. So would they sell their studio off in parts and bits and pieces? Or do they want to keep the added value of their studio by keeping their prized possession at this point in time? So it's a very interesting dilemma that you're finding here. And I don't think it's over. I think that if Marvel does renegotiate some sort of deal, they're either going to have to pay a lot for one character. And it's interesting that it's come down to them having only Spider-Man not under their roof now, when it seemed as though Spider-Man was back. And according to what I've read, I think the deal was that Marvel Studios would get 5% of the initial gross of the movie, which I think in most cases would add up to a 25% profit sharing of the what the movie would get. I could be wrong. My numbers could be completely off. I don't even understand what I just said. But what would happen is that with this deal, even though they get that small chunk of change, they would be able to use Spider-Man in their other movies as they see fit, which of course adds value to those movies. I'm sure a lot more people got excited to see Civil War when you saw in the trailer that Spider-Man was going to be there, just to see that moment happen, right? I'm 100% sure that more people went to watch those movies because Spider-Man was in it. So both studios are getting added value with this one character. But now Marvel or Disney is saying, hey, you know what? If it wasn't for us, you guys probably wouldn't have been this successful with this last Far From Home. So I think we need a bigger slice of the pie next time around. How about like 50%? We share it. And obviously Sony's saying, you guys are nuts. What do you want to own everything? So we'll wait and see what happens. I'm hoping that they go back to the negotiation table. I hope Mickey comes with his money bags and just says, give me the spider, give me Peter, what do you want? How many billions do you want? Because I think they bought Fox Studios from what Todd McFarlane was saying in his panel, which hopefully you heard at this point, like $70 billion, when all they really wanted was X-Men and Fantastic Four. They ended up buying the whole studio for $70 billion. That's how much it ended up being worth to them, which is huge, clearly. So what are they going to put on the table for Spider-Man? What's the negotiation going to be? It's going to be interesting to find out. I'm hoping that for the fans' sake, it works out and everybody benefits from it. So I have safely arrived to work. This has been another edition of The Road Report with Eric Anthony. You can follow us on Facebook, email us at caveofsolitude@outlook.com. Follow me on Facebook. I don't post as much on my Cave of Solitude page. I do mostly on the Eric Anthony page, which is still Cave of Solitude. And of course, leave us a review on iTunes. It always helps when a review goes out there, spreads the show and popularity and reach of the show. We appreciate that. So once again, this is Eric Anthony of the Cave of Solitude. We will be back soon with more footage from Fan Expo 2019 and, of course, more Morning World reports. Stay tuned. Thank you guys for listening. We will talk soon.